The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has announced the creation of 42 new districts. This development will pave the way for the creation of new constituencies before next year's general elections. By constitutional provision, the Electoral Commission is mandated to review the number of constituencies every 7 years or after the publication of new census figures. A pollster and managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Edson, had earlier predicted danger for next year's elections because of the constituencies. He has now joined us on the line to tell us how he feels now. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Edson, do you still believe next year's elections are in danger?
Yes, I still think so. It doesn't even mean the danger has been magnified. You see, even without the creation of the new constituencies, the EC had a problem. The EC relies on data on new population figures given by the statistical service on the districts. Then they will revise their boundaries. The statistical service is saying that there were problems with some of the boundaries, so they have now set up a committee to try and get the boundaries of those districts right. And even before this announcement, the PRO of Baskateri has said the earliest they would finish would be December. Now, with the creation of these new districts, it means that the statistical service will now have to desegregate the population figures and fix it to their district. And if they are still going to have elections in December, next year, December is have 11 months, of which the last 4 or 5 months is used for little greetings. So you're talking about 5 or 6 months, and it's very dangerous.
What do you expect the EC to do, and how soon?
Well, don't blame the EC. This is half our time. It is the statistical service, the committee, the joint interdisciplinary committee that has been set up, which must work 24 hours, 7 days a week. Because the EC moving a step further in revising the constituencies, they will be based on the results of the committee. So the EC has no hand. The EC is just waiting with hands folded for the committee to finish their work.
All right, Mr. Evans, some parties are persistent in their call for verification of the biometric data at the point of voting, while the EC maintains that it is not a priority now. It is to require an additional 20 million Ghana cedis. What do you make of this?
Well, if I'm to give an advice, I think that the 20 million could be better used to train party agents, to train stakeholders, to train the media, to help the media be able to be vigilant. Once you register in the biometric system, you cannot register again. The verification is to make it difficult for one to vote again. But if I was asked to advise whether the 20 million should be given for verification or 20 million to help the political parties, the stakeholders, the media be trained and be present at various police stations, I prefer the second option. Because if you prevent even multiple voting, which is not the tactic used by cheats at elections, you clearly see that if you are vigilant, now when people are cheating at elections, they just add figures. If you are not vigilant, people add the figures, they don't use multiple voting as a source of cheating.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edson.
Thank you.
That was the pollster and managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Edson.